Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
You know something? Your kids were our inspiration.
Your inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
After those talks with you and Mike. Well, look. Oh, Mike, look, isn't he cute?
Yeah.
That's Matt.
Matt?
He's 8 years old and all ours.
After tomorrow, he's our son.
Your son?
Yeah, no, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, that's why he got the bigger house.
Yeah, we didn't want to say anything until after all the adoption papers were final.
Oh, you're going to love being parents. It is so much fun watching them grow, seeing them learn, sharing their love.
Hey, where's Go?
Mommy!
Basket! Basket on the table.
Like I said, they've given us nothing but delight.
A little bit of high blood pressure.
Kids! Hey! Hey!
Hold it down to a small roar, huh?
Oh, he is such a cute little boy. Oh, he's sweet, he's bright, he's open, he's adorable.
And he's housebroken, which is more than you can say for your kids when you got him. Just toys. You got a lot more than that, son.
Yeah. Racing cars. Real racing cars.
And a real father and a real mother.
There are lots of crayons in the desk. I love to draw. I'm gonna be an artist. And a baseball player. And a fireman. And a cowboy. And an astronaut.
How about a nuclear scientist?
Okay.
Oh, you beat me again. You must be a terrific checker player.
The other kids beat me all the time. You must be rotten.
Here's where we keep the toothpaste, and here's a brand new toothbrush for you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Mom, I could brush my own teeth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I go to the bathroom by myself, too.
Oh, right, of course. Oh, it's been a long, hard day.
For him or for us?
For all of us, I think. He should be asleep in no time at all.
Well, I have to go to sleep.
You guessed it. Okay, off to bed now. Come on.
God bless Mr. and Mrs. Kelly. I mean, Mom and Dad. Miss Phillips. That's the lady at the home. Dwayne and Steve, they're my two best pals. And Joe and Julie and Hope.
and Wendy and Paul and Margaret and Randy and Barbara and Jeannie and Tommy.
Is that all the children?
No. I left out Karen Martin. She bit me once.
Oh, well, that explains that.
To bed.
Yeah, come on. In you go.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Kelly.
Oh, Mrs. Payne.
Mr. Kelly, I'll come right to the point. When you moved in next door, Mr. Payne and I didn't realize that you had children.
As a matter of fact, we didn't. Matt just joined our family today.
Oh, an adopted child.
Yes, an adopted child.
Oh, well, be that as it may, Mr. Payne and I don't have children, and we like to keep our home neat. Boys trample flowers, break windows, and write on walls. Sometimes dreadful things.
I don't think you have anything to worry about, Mrs. Payne.
Well, I hope not. Our houses are rather close together. by the way, Mr. Kelly, I understand that you're in show business.
I do a nightclub act.
Well, I suppose someone must.
Does something hurt you?
I was just thinking about something.
About what?
About Quinn, Steve, and all the other kids at the home.
Well, there are lots of children in our neighborhood.
Yeah, but we always used to go to sleep at the same time. Quinn on that side, Steve on that side.
You'll have lots of new friends soon.
I don't want new friends. Dwayne and Steve were the best friends I ever had in my whole life.
Well, we can visit them.
Can we really?
That's a promise.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh.
Thanks, Dad.
That's okay. Go back to sleep now. You finally fell asleep.
Right. Yeah, I can hardly wait to tell Ken about it. Okay, bye-bye.
What? Tell me what?
That was Carol Brady on the phone, and I was telling her about how lonesome Matt was, and we came up with an absolutely terrific idea.
Yeah, what is it?
It's really great.
Yeah, I know it's great. I also know it's terrific. There's only one thing I don't know. What is it?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Oh. Sorry. Carol said the reason the Brady kids are never lonesome is because there's always another kid around.
Oh, I think I know what is it. Adopt another kid?
Right, right. It should be much easier this time. I mean, we've been through all of that red tape with Matt. We filled out all of those forms and everything.
Well, it'll cost more to raise two kids than one, you know. Of course, we could put another bed in Matt's room. Yeah, honey, we can manage.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. But I don't think we should do it right away.
When?
Well, not until tomorrow. Mr. and Mrs. Kelly.
Hi, Miss Phillips.
Hi, Miss Phillips.
How's Matthew?
Oh, he's just fine.
Yes, we left him with the Bradys, some neighbors of ours, while we came down to see you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Say, did I ever show you this paperweight that Matt made for me? Oh, I am ready for a hurricane. He's quite a boy, Matt.
Yeah, he sure is. Do you have another one like him?
Another one like... We thought it would be a good idea if Matthew had a brother. Well...
He keeps talking about two boys who seem to be special friends of his.
Dwayne and Steve. Dwayne and Steve, yes. They're both great boys.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Kelly.
Hi.
Hello, Duane.
Hi.
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Well, you're both good friends of Matt's, aren't you?
Yeah, Matt's a real nice guy.
He's our best friend.
Miss Phillips used to call us the Three Musketeers.
That's because we always played together.
I see.
Excuse me, a definite war is about to begin.
Right.
Matt got adopted yesterday.
He was real lucky. Most people like to adopt little babies.
It's harder for us big guys.
Yeah.
Well, you're both fine boys. I'm sure you'll both be adopted very soon by some nice families.
That's right. Well, we didn't mean to interrupt your painting. We'll be running along now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go.
We came right over here to talk this over with you.
We thought that you'd be able to give us advice better than anybody else.
No, the fact that Duane is black and Steve is Oriental surprised us a little bit at first, but what difference does that really make?
After all, a boy is a boy is a boy, whether he's white or black or yellow or blue. Well, I...
Oh, I know it'll present certain problems, but everything in life presents certain problems, right?
Oh,
that's
right.
For sure.
I think...
The biggest problem is trying to decide between Duane and Steve. They're both such fine boys.
That's when we started talking about adopting both of them. Instead of putting two beds in the room, we just put three beds in the room, that's all.
Raising three boys can't be much more difficult than raising two boys.
If anybody knows the answer to that one, you do.
Well, yeah, I guess...
I mean, in a way, you adopted three boys and you adopted three girls.
Yes, we did. That's why we know exactly what you would do if you were in our place.
You'd adopt both Duane and Steve, right?
Right, so we've decided to follow your advice.
Thanks so much for talking this over with us.
Oh, I'm so glad we could be of help. May we leave Matt here while we go over and make the arrangements for the two boys?
Oh,
of
sure.
Course.
Thanks again.
Oh, good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye.
It's really
bye.
Nothing. It's...
You suppose we were like that?
I guess probably.
Oops. We have the fork on the left and knives and spoons on the right.
I forgot.
Oh, we can't learn everything in a week.
Hey, there's too many plates, Mom.
Five.
There's only three of us.
Your dad's bringing home a couple of old friends today.
Huh.
Hello?
Oh, hi, honey. Why don't you see who he has with him?
Matt! Duane! Duane!
Hey!
What are you guys doing here?
We're going to live here.
Mr. Kelly's adopting us, too.
We're going to be brothers.
Brothers?
You're back together again, the Three Musketeers.
Hey, Musketeers!
Hey, Musketeers, anybody hungry?
Oh, boy!
This one's mine.
How come this one is yours?
I've been sleeping it all week.
We ought to take turns.
Yeah. This bed is mine.
Let's get him.
Yeah.
That's the way it is, huh?
sorry, guys.
No,
it's time
no,
for bed. No, you're going
no.
right.
No.
Everything's fine, Carol. Mrs. Phillips waived the usual waiting period, and the boys are with us now.
Oh, Kathy, I'm so glad.
Yeah. Oh, they've been absolute angels. I can hardly wait for Monday when I take those three to school to register them. What an assortment.
Yeah, the Kelly rainbow.
Okay, troops, now I'm going to show you one more time, and then we'll all do it together, okay?
Okay.
All right, now it starts with the soft shoe step, right? Da-da. Da, 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 and the paddle turn. Da, da, da. Now, remember the cane trick I showed you? And the slide. Now, the big finish. Womp, thump, 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 bump, rump, bump, and the hat. Okay? Want to try it together?
Okay.
You ready?
Easy.
All right, here we go. And the soft shoe. And da, da, ba, ba, bum, 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 bum. Now, the paddle turn. Da, 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 da. Good, 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 good. Now, the cane trick. Right, and the slide. Now the big finish. Okay, pick it up, Nat. Let's go for the big finish. Whoop, bump, 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 and the hat. Boom. Good, good. Hey, you're doing great. Doing great. Let me get back here where I can watch you. Let's try it one more time, okay?
Okay.
And the soft shoe. And the dump, a dump, dump, and then to the right. Now the paddle turn. Turn. Oh, hi. We were just, getting ready for bed, right, guys?
Yeah. Sure, Dad.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Big finish. Huh?
Oh. Oh, hi.
Mr. Kelly, I see you now have several children.
Three altogether.
Of various colors, one might say.
You just did.
Mind you, I'm not a bigot. I believe that blacks, yellows, everybody has a place in our society. Why, Mr. Payne and I even managed to be cordial to the Shapiros on the next block.
That's very generous of you.
We try. Nevertheless, three small boys are apt to be destructive, especially the minorities.
Congratulations, Mrs. Payne. You have my vote for Neighbor of the Year.
I consider that remark uncalled for.
If nobody calls for it in 30 days, it's all yours, baby.
Ken, you're right. That woman is absolutely impossible.
I know you shouldn't have gone over there to try to reason with her.
She makes Archie Bunker sound like a liberal.
I'm gonna get some milk.
You better not. You might have an accident during the night.
What do you care if I have an accident?
You sleep right up there.
Come on, you get a drink too.
Okay.
Just be happy she isn't twins. She could be living on both sides of us.
Ken, I just can't forget those terrible things she said about Dwayne and Stevie. Believe me, she's going to give us nothing but trouble because of those two little boys.
That's for sure. If she could, she'd buy this house and kick us out of here.
Oh, she already told me that she was going to try and keep me out of the PTA, and I know she's going to have Mr. Payne try and keep you out of the Optimist Club and any other organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hated to be rude to a lady, but on the other hand, she's
no
lady.
Right. Well, I already told her what I thought of her. Nobody is going to interfere with Dwayne and Steve if I can help it.
Atta girl.
Right.
Mrs. Payne or no Mrs. Payne, we're going to make those boys happy.
Right.
Did you write how much we like it here?
I wrote it.
Did you write how much we hate to cause him trouble?
I wrote it.
Did you write how much...
I wrote it. I wrote everything. I'm just signing my name now.
Okay, then I'll sign mine.
Going.
Mr. Kelly kicked out of here.
And she's gonna get Mrs. Kelly kicked out of the PTA.
And Mr. Penn won't let Dad become an optometrist.
You guys are going, I'm going with you.
You're not causing any trouble. They said Dwayne and Steve.
We're the Three Musketeers. One frog and all for one.
Hey. Who are you guys?
I'm Matt.
I'm Dwayne.
I'm Steve. We're brothers.
Brothers?
Since 5 o'clock.
Oh, you must be the Kelly kids. Hey, what are you doing here?
We're running away.
No, we didn't know where to go.
I was here before. You've got so many kids, I figured maybe nobody notices.
Well, don't you like Mr. and Mrs. Kelly?
We like them a lot.
We love them. That's why Dwayne and me are running away. And I'm helping them.
Hey, it's getting kind of late. Why don't you come in the house with me?
More hot chocolate?
Yeah, I'd like some more.
Boy, he drinks all the time.
So what? You've got nothing to worry about now.
You guys don't by any chance sleep in bunk beds, do you?
Yeah. Where are you guys heading?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe out west.
We are out west.
Maybe out east.
Wherever you go, you better send an address. I think Mr. and Mrs. Kelly would like to keep in touch.
I know they're quite interested in knowing where you are.
Thank you. Do you know how worried we were about you guys?
Ever, doll?
Well, plenty. That's how much. We had no idea.
How'd you find us?
That's not important.
What is important is for us to stick together.
But Mrs. Payne
said... We don't care what Mrs. Payne said. We care about you.
You're our family. We want you boys to grow up with parents.
And we want to grow up with children.
We'd love that, but we didn't want to cause any more trouble.
That's why Dwayne and me left. And I went with them, because we're the Three Musketeers.
Well, you're wrong about that. You're not the Three Musketeers.
Huh? Not?
No, you're not. We are the Five Musketeers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Excuse me, folks. I thought I heard a noise. Now, you two may be Mr. and Mrs. Brady, but you three are definitely not Greg, Peter, and Bobby.
Hi, Alice.
Matthew, Dwayne, and Stevie.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, kids.
We're sorry we woke you.
Yeah, we were just passing through.
Passing through?
Right, on our way home.
Yeah.
Come on, boys.
Bye, Alice.
Bye, Alice.
We're going home.
Get some sleep.
Visiting here. Well, that's what neighbors are for.
Oh, by the way, we want to thank you for sending the kids this book.
I guess you knew the Three Musketeers would make a very big hit.
Well, that wasn't hard to figure out. How come you brought it back?
Oh, we wanted to show you what they've done with it. What do you mean?
They said they had to fix it.
Oh,
hey, that's great.